This Pisgah On Demand archive presentation is brought to you by Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina with 7 convenient locations. Mountain Credit Union is focused on helping you meet your financial goals. Click the banner on this page for more information. Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you. Welcome to the Brett Chappell Show, brought to you by Ace Hometown Hardware, Pisgah Barbershop, Fat Buddy's Barbecue, the Board of Trade, Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law, and by Mountain Credit Union. Here's your host, the voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, with Pisgah head coach Brett Chappell.
From Riverview Farm and Garden, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Last night, Pisgah, boy, what a big, big win for the program, I felt like, against a solid David Crockett team. Coach, I know you've got to feel like I do coming in this morning, when you've been through some of the duress that we've been through the last 3 or 4 weeks, see your team go out there and play so well defensively, just tickled to death with what we saw there, and got the performances, the outstanding performances that we saw, with a lot of really good work up front on both sides of the football. You've got to feel like your team took a big step last night.
First win over Tennessee team.
That's right.
That's right. We talked about that as coaches. When we finished the game last night, it's the first time we beat a team out of Tennessee. But good win. I thought from where we were at defensively the week before to where they were last night, obviously it was much better. We held them kind of in check on the rushing side of it. I think they had 85 yards rushing. They were a little heavier on the pass, but thought we did much better there. Had 2 interceptions. You and I were talking just a few minutes ago. I think we had 6 sacks. For the game, which was really good. We still jumped off sides a couple of times. We got to be a little bit more disciplined than what we were. We addressed it this week in practice, but obviously not enough, so we'll go back to work on that on Monday. But got to be more disciplined when it comes to those things, especially extending drives. We didn't have that many penalties, but the ones we did have were in critical situations. We had one that extended a drive that they went on in and scored on, and it was just a lack of focus, out of late hit out of bounds, and we should have wowed up on it. And again, those are things that we're working through. And you run into that sometimes with young players. We had quite a few sophomores, started for us last night, and we had some freshmen that mixed in the bunch as well, not having the JV game, so had a few more faces obviously that were with us. But defensively, that was good to see. Unfortunately, the 2 turnovers we had on offense, the 2 fumbles, resulted in points for them. 2 different parts of the field, but right. Still, we turning the ball over like that, we can't do that offensively. Did some really good things on the offensive side, but really pleased with the defense overall.
While I'm thinking about it, because you kind of alluded to this, and I'm afraid I'll forget later on, take me back through the conversation when Crockett was given a first down after a personal foul. What was that conversation? That was the longest conversation that we saw last night between the officials and then both sidelines, in terms of the explanation on why it went back to first down instead of going to second down.
Went back and forth with the conversation, and I actually burned a timeout during – I think it was late. Maybe it was later in the game that I burned a timeout. But I was joking with the official that was on our side, and I said I shouldn't have called a timeout if I knew it was going to take y'all that long to figure out where to mark the ball.
Yeah.
I said I could have talked to my team in between.
Yeah.
But sometimes obviously the officials want to get it right. Let's start there. And I think they were making every effort to get it right. Sometimes when you have more than one chief in there, you can kind of go back and forth more times than none. Mm-hmm. But they ended up getting it where they needed to. Just took a little bit to get it there. I finally got the explanation at the end. Obviously, it was more towards their sideline, so they had more of a conversation with Coach Hanley from Davy Crockett, and I made sure that he came over and saw me real quick before we went ahead and moved forward with the play. But I think they got it right, you know, as they finished it, because it was, we had a penalty that was on that play as well, so it kind of offset it. And we had one later in the game, too, that I was a little bit puzzled with, too. We had a 15-yard penalty down after we'd scored an extra point, and they had one as we scored a touchdown, and I thought it was going to be offset, and then we'd kick off from the 40, but apparently they had two that was down there. I didn't see the other one, and so they left it where it was. But, you know, first half flew by, and the second half seemed to really slow down. But, you know, it was really good for the kids to see the excitement with them. And, you know, we talked about it as a team before we went back in from pregame that I guess because of playing there last year, the proximity of the fence and the crowd being right in behind us, that felt like we were back where we needed to be at playing. That was, you know, even our kids mentioned that as well. So certainly appreciative of Irwin, you know, letting us do that for homecoming and having our crowd there with us and, you know, all those festivities, because that was a that felt natural again, you know, if that makes any sense.
It does.
I mean, just we've been on the road so much and we're getting tired, you know, of doing that. But that felt really good last night. A lot of work went into that from the administration side, you know, from the athletic department side. I mean, everything that was set up, you know, for last night, so much work went on all through the day just to get that to where it was at, to make it look like that it was, you know, from Pisgah. And we went into the locker room, you know, where we were at, and Irwin's student government had made us signs, you know, for Pisgah.
That's awesome.
As we went in. So, you know, if there's any of those people from over that way that are listening, that was awesome for us to walk in the locker room and, you know, they're SGA making us signs for the game. So we appreciate that as well.
Well, I'll certainly mention that when I see Chip this next week. Chip Cody, obviously principal at Irwin High School, is a Pisgah graduate, graduated with his sister, and I, you know, see him quite a bit. And he does an excellent job over there. And you're right, you know, and I work over in that area too, but they have treated us very, very well. And you're right, it felt like for the first time in at least a year, it felt like we were where we belonged. You know, we've had home games, right, in the past, but this is the first time it really felt like one.
Yeah, it was good to, you know, to play, you know, the way that we did and to get a win and to be able to enjoy that with the students as well. Got to come on the field and, you know, you forget sometimes what that's like.
Yeah.
You've been away from it so long. So, again, just excited for our kids last night.
Take me back again early, because I thought that this was important in setting the tone. You know, early on, I noticed that we were flying around well. Thought we were, finding, ways to create pressure on the quarterback. And we already mentioned the five sacks in the first half. But how important was it when on their possessions that we were able to hold them out? Going back to the first quarter, I believe, holding them out of the end zone, just limiting them to a 3-0 field goal. That had to give us some energy. And that defense of ours, a belief that they could be successful last night against a very big front from Crockett.
Yeah, I mean, and it was kind of a wake-up call for them, you know, again, coming off of last week's game. And, you know, that was just not the norm for us. You know, certainly won't make any excuses. We've still got some things that we're working on, got some new people in there. You know, we were thankful we didn't have any really major injuries that we could tell from last night. We had a couple that kind of got dinged up that we held out later in the game. But for the most part, I think we came out relatively healthy. But it was, you know, just, again, one of those situations where we kind of, you know, took it upon themselves. And I think Coach Rogers and his staff kind of took it personal from the what happened last week. And I think we had a really good week of practice and preparation. Didn't have a JV game. You know, I mentioned it earlier. So we had a lot of kids giving some good reps. And we had a really good look from scout teams this week.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was good to see.
Tell me again, because I want to go back to that. And I thought that was important, too. You know, again, I thought the energy was really high. To borrow a hockey term, I thought we played with desperation last night. I'm sure there was some conversation last week about finding that with this team, and it certainly showed last night. Was that kind of what we saw?
You know, we talked about it all through the week. You know, even when I met with the team on Monday, and you know, coaches echoed it all week. We've just gotten there. We've just not been able to finish.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess what we had really preached last night, especially before we came out, was we know what we've got to do. We just got to go do it. Mm-hmm. And I thought the kids did a really good job at halftime of kind of rallying with each other a little bit and, you know, not finding an excuse, not, you know, are we going to be able to do it? We are going to do it. And I thought we had a little bit of leadership that stepped up for us as well during that time. And, again, it was just it was a good overall win for us.
I want to go back and again, just talk some about individuals. I thought Braden was outstanding, particularly in that first quarter or so. I don't remember seeing a back like what we saw out of Logan and his performance last night, just running with, you know, again, that willfulness. You got the kick return out of Sawyer. That was a big deal. Guys, you know, found a way to get downfield, make excellent blocks. But I thought the running on our part, you know, breaking tackles and not giving up on plays was really a standout thing for us offensively last night.
Did some really good things, you know, there. Obviously, we were a little bit different than we were. You know, obviously in a smoky game, when you look from stats to stats, we had 325 yards last night, but 264 was rushing, 61 passing. So it's a little bit opposite of what we did against Smoky, but I think we did a really good job of kind of taking advantage of what they were giving us. You know, we added a few wrinkles in there, not really too much, but I thought we did a pretty good job executing. But the play of the game to me was after they had scored and Sawyer's kickoff return. And the reason I say it, just it shifted the momentum, because they had finally turned it and had taken the lead, and you know, had some really good blocks. Sawyer set up everything really nice on kind of how he set his blocks up going down through there, and then, you know, he was able to pull away there to end. But that was a really, really big momentum swing. Obviously, Logan's long runs last night, you know, you had mentioned, I mean, he only had 11 carries, but he had over 200 yards rushing and obviously four touchdowns. You know, we found a few things in there that we felt like we could take advantage of, but the momentum, you know, swinger was when Sawyer returned the kickoff, which was really huge. And I know, you know, we go back and we look at things that you wish you could do differently and those things, and we had, I'll go back to the two turnovers that we had that led to points, but you know, our kids never hung their head. There was never, you know, feeling down about themselves. They got right back up and you know, played really good during the second half, especially. We had 12 first downs offensively. One thing that was a little bit crazy for us, we only had one possession there in the third quarter, which I was really concerned coming out of that third quarter, just because they had a couple of long drives. You know, they got the ball first, but again, you know, had some explosive plays last night. I think that was the one thing that we've kind of been missing a little bit offensively, and we've talked about it as a staff. I think the last 2 weeks, you know, we've finally gotten some explosive plays, some bigger plays. And again, you look at Logan's rushes last night. I mean, there were a lot of yards after the first contact for him. He does a really good job. You know, once he gets hit, he's generally not going down, but always getting positive yards out of it. But, you know, did a really good job of that last night. Set up some of his blocks really well, and I thought our receivers blocked well out on the edge. They didn't give up on their blocking, whether it was Caden or Sawyer or Braden. Or Jake Lowry or Caden Davis, whoever we had in there at the time. I thought they all did a really good job with that. Spread the ball around again. You know, had four wide receivers that touched it. You know, had four backs that, you know, was in there touching the ball as well. So I think we're doing a really good job keeping everything balanced right now. But, you know, again, I thought overall it was pretty solid for us.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Changes are good things, and things are changing at Hometown Hardware. Transitioning to Ace Hometown Hardware, they still offer everything you need, from hardware, tools, lawn and garden products for home improvement and your DIY needs. Ace Hometown Hardware. New name, same great location, and same great service. Ace Hometown Hardware. Canton, the helpful place. Traditions abound in Haywood County.
One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton, a local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
Brett Chappell Show. I want to go back over the other side of the ball, Coach. I thought, again, between the tackles, we were as good as I can remember seeing us so far this year. Again, against a very big and aggressive and pulling front for them offensively. And I thought we were good out on the perimeter. I think that I can't remember how many times that we saw them, you know, run the wide receiver screen out there out of that trips formation. But by and large, we were able to fight off our blocks and stopped them. And again, you introduced this term to me at one point, which was being on schedule, and we kept them off schedule largely last night. I remember a lot of second and third and long situations, which is one of the reasons why our third down percentage was so good last night defensively, is because we were able to, I think, essentially keep them off schedule. But again, the kids were flying around last night.
Yeah, and I think the one thing we did was really good on first downs. You mentioned keeping them off schedule that I've said before, but I think the first downs were, key for us. I think Coach Rogers and that bunch was mixing things up, giving them some different looks. Really good quarterback, back from last year's team that was a really good team that they had. Just a junior, sophomore last year. Mm-hmm. So we knew that they had a good slinger backer in the back.
Sidearmer, too.
I mean, he did. He's a little bit low, with his delivery, but, had the big, tall wide receiver, 23, that was out wide. But I think we kind of wore him down a little bit, especially on the defensive side, because when Logan got some of the long runs, he was one of the ones trying to track him down. And, sometimes you keep running like that, it's gonna wear on you. But and we were pretty good at the defensive ends. I thought we kept everything when they did try to kick us out. I thought we did a pretty good job of keeping it in there tight in the box and kind of spilling it back into our linebackers. Much better to see those guys have a good game, that linebacking core, which we didn't feel like we did very well the week before. But I thought they were much more solid for us last night. And, of course, secondary was good. I know we had one drop, thankfully, as they were going into the end zone. It wasn't a busted coverage. It was just, it was a good route by
deep
the receivers.
Post.
Had a deep post. And, again, just one of those things. It was a good matchup for them, good call by them. And, thankfully, he didn't haul it in. Yeah. But, good game. Like I said, it was and I've had the opportunity to get to know Coach Chandler just a little bit and, enjoyed that little series with them that we've had. Booster Club was outstanding last night. Their churches fed us last year when we went over, and Booster Club chipped in and took care of them last night. So fed them and us as we came out of the stadium. So that was good to see as well.
While I'm thinking about it, is there a chance we continue to play them?
I don't know. We've got to reset everything as far as the non-conference. We had a regional meeting this past week for the state, and they've asked us not to sign any contracts and anything until January. But I can tell you for us, we haven't signed any contracts, but there's the majority of people have already and starting to get their schedules and stuff ready. Obviously, we know some games that we know will be on the schedule. Obviously, the Brevard game and the Inca game, just because of proximity and the rivals that we have. Would love to see that Brevard game go back to the end where it should be at. But being in an opposite conference right now makes it kind of difficult to put that in that place. But we know we'll get those two, and then we'll probably be looking for another two. We could go back into Tennessee. We had been down in South Carolina. We're always looking for one that we can somewhere different travel to type thing. But we'll start working on that a little bit later in the season.
Are you typically on the phone this time of year working on that stuff, or do you typically wait until on the back end?
Usually I'm not. Usually I'm kind of waiting a little bit to see kind of where everything shakes out. you know, there'll be some teams start looking a little bit, and you'll see some feelers come out. But the big thing for me, Chad, just being honest with you, I'm just looking forward to finally getting back in the stadium, I hope, and being able to scrimmage. You know, I'd like to be able to have 7-on-7s this summer. Sure. I'd like to be able to have both of our scrimmages, you know, if we decide to do two scrimmages, trying to set something up there. So right now we're just, you know, obviously trying to get through the season, but, you know, I'm really just thinking about, man, it'd just be nice to get back in the stadium and have some scrimmages there and, you know, maybe some multi-teams, you know, a couple of teams in there.
I was going to ask if you'd be interested in having a jamboree kind of thing.
You know, we've discussed it a little bit. I really liked how that went with Avery last year. I think we would have done things maybe just a little bit different, but I thought the setup was pretty good. You know, I don't know. We're a long ways from that, but certainly some of those things you think about.
While I'm thinking about this, too, I want to go back to one of the other calls that I saw. For the first time in my experience watching football for 47 years, I don't ever remember seeing a replay of a down because there was confusion over whether or not one team had possession versus the other. Is that what you understood that play to be?
Well, what had happened was we had an inadvertent whistle.
Ah.
So as they came to our sideline and there was a fumble occurred when the young man, because Davy Crockett had the ball, when he had the ball and he was hit and spun off of it, there wasn't really a stoppage, we didn't think, and certainly the players didn't either because everybody was still moving forward. We had an inadvertent whistle, fumble occurred, we recovered, so they decided to replay the down because of the inadvertent whistle, and that's where we went.
Have you seen that happen before?
We just rolled with it.
Yeah.
You know, we just rolled with it, and it all worked out in the wash, you know, I guess you would say, but hadn't seen one like that.
Yeah.
You know, we've replayed a down before.
Right.
And again, I know they want to get it right, and they don't want to give one team an advantage over the other one because maybe of a mistake that was made unintentional, you know, just by a quick whistle. So nothing to really get too upset about. Just move on and go to the next play. Didn't really hurt anybody. Didn't really help anybody either, right? You know, obviously we could have got the ball right there if it would have played out the way that we thought that it was going to, but, you know, it is what it is.
Over to special teams. Obviously, the kick return was a big deal, but I thought special teams play was good, too. And, again, you're always thinking about in terms of special teams, field position and keeping them on long field when you can. Again, that was the third phase I thought was solid for us.
It was. You know, obviously, you go back and you look, and we had the one missed extra point, and those are critical, too. We got to make sure we make all of those, but rest of them were solid. You know, we had some good kickoffs from Fox last night. We moved the ball around. We had one kickoff that I didn't like that, you know, we weren't trying to get to a particular returner. We were trying to kick away a little bit, and
right.
He hung one, and it cost us a little bit on field position. But for the most part, I thought he was pretty good last night. Had good punt as well. Again, it's one of those phases that we talk about that you've got to be solid on, and you've got to be able to count on it to get the job done. You know, Franklin, those guys will do a really good job on their special teams. Mm-hmm. They always do. We'll have to be really sharp in that phase of our game, you know, for next week.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Talking about the Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Next time you got an event, how about this? Make it easy on everybody with Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue Catering. Order from the website, then pick up at Fat Buddy's or they'll bring it to you. Even stay and serve it as an option. Lots of choices and all good, because food slow cooked to perfection. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue in Waynesville and Franklin. Food's so good, it will make you squeal.
Are you looking for a new home? Board of Trade helps their customers to feel comfortable when purchasing a home, whether it is new or used, walking you step by step through the entire process from start to finish. On a budget, Board of Trade beats all competitors' prices and offers friendly service to their customers. Board of Trade, located at 2772 Asheville Highway, Canton. If you're looking to sell your mobile home, call Amy at 648-5371. Board of Trade proudly backs the Bears.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Sam Freeman and Pisgah graduate Samuel Freeman at the Freeman Agency, a family-owned independent agency specializing in auto, home, business, and life with over 40 years of experience. The Freeman Agency is conveniently located at 1656 South Main Street in Waynesville and coming soon to 329 Main Street in Canton. Call Sam or Samuel at 246-0546 for a free quote. Insurance for your everyday needs.
Go back into the conference slate. I mean, I can't imagine having a bigger and better way to go back into that conference slate, but we ramp right back into it, get right back into the thick of things starting this week.
Do, you know, we go over to Franklin, always a very tough place to go play. You know, they've kind of had a season that's not gone like they had hoped, at least here the last couple of weeks, but solid football team, big up front. They're coached well up front. Got a good running back that they got back healthy. Last night, I have a chance to already see them on film. We've seen them once in the season already when they played Swain, so we had that film as well. You know, a typical Franklin team, you know, they're going to be run heavy. We've got a quarterback that can still move the ball around and throw it. A lot of misdirection when it comes to some of their passing game. Defensively, fly around, you know, going to try to stop you at the line of scrimmage if they can. Special teams, just looking at them, have been good for them as well. And again, going over there, you know, I'm certainly just expecting another one of these late ball games, you know, stay in it late and try to win it at the end. Should be a great week. We seem relatively healthy coming out of last night. Still got a couple of injuries lingering from the Smoky Mountain game. We had some kids that did not play last night, so hopefully we may get one of them back. Had another one of our kids, Logan Bradshaw, had surgery yesterday. So Logan had surgery on his shoulder yesterday. Obviously, he was one of those season-ending injuries that happened before the season even started, but one of our linemen. So he had that yesterday. Got one of our JV kids back who had surgery on an elbow. He got released this week, so it was good to get Jackson Batista back with us on the JV side. And, you know, now that we're mentioning those guys, really big game for them on Thursday coming up this week. Franklin's JVs are undefeated. Our JVs are undefeated, and I believe West Henderson's JVs are undefeated. So our next 2 weeks are really big games for our JVs, be at Bethel for both of them. Right. So be at home, hopefully have a really big crowd, give us a little bit of an advantage. Excited for the opportunity for those young kids to get in a really big, big game. And I don't think they will blink. I mean, it's been a bunch that has been really solid for us and practiced well, and we'll make sure to get them prepped as well as we do the varsity this week. But excited for both programs. Always a good battle between Pisgah and Franklin.
Yeah.
A lot of similarities, obviously, in the type of kids that we have and the blue-collared and all of those things. So I've always enjoyed that series, you know, and hopefully we have a good week of practice. I know we got possibly some storms coming in, out of the Gulf, so we'll keep an eye on that as well and, you know, hopefully be able to get a really good week of practice in as we get ready to go over there. And, you know, if it was to be a washout on Friday, we would certainly offer them coming here, but we can't even offer that now. So we would definitely be going to Franklin.
Final segment when we return. This is the Brett Chapel Show, WPTL.
Smathers and Smathers Attorneys at Law are proud to sponsor the Brett Chapel Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers and Smathers Attorneys at Law. Call 648-8240.
low rates and cash back? Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. Introducing Mountain Credit Union Rewards. Earning cash back is simple. Earn 1% cash back when you use your Mountain Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Just sign into our mobile app, receive e-statements, and use your Mountain Credit Union MasterCard. Don't have a card? Apply today for a fixed interest rate, no annual fee, and generous credit limits. Go to mountaincu.org to learn more. At Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you.
Need a break? Feeling stressed? Let the water work its magic while you stay clothed and dry at Take 10 Aqua Massage. Relieve pain and stress with 5 customizable programs. 10 minutes costs only $17. Take 10 Aqua Massage is open 7 days a week. To schedule your Aqua Massage, visit Facebook or take10aquamassage.com or call 734-6910. Take 10 Aqua Massage, 1446 Delwood Road in Waynesville. Leave your stress behind.
Coach, we already and you know, got the news this week, certainly, that we had lost Dr. Steins. I want to give you a chance just to speak to that and how important of a member that he has been for such a long time for so many people here in this community and certainly around Pisgah football.
Cornerstone of the athletics here at Pisgah High School. I only had the chance to know him for the 10 years that I have been here, but got a chance to meet him and Dr. Klein. I had not been here probably a week. I don't even know if I'd been here a full week, and got a chance to spend the day with both of those two. So you can imagine the history that I learned. You know, I drove as they kind of showed me around and took me to places, you know, that they had grown up and lived. And I mean, we went all the way up to Camp Hope, mm-hmm. and, you know, we went through that, where they used to practice at, yep. and where they used to feed at, and how many people they had come in, and the parents that were involved with all of that. Just a great history lesson for me. I'll never forget that. It was almost like they were anointing me. We give you the approval, you know, to be the head coach here. But it was a really, really neat experience. With both of those two, you know, I had a chance to talk to Dr. Steins not long ago, maybe a couple of weeks ago. We talked briefly, and you know, still an avid supporter of ours all the way through. You know, that's the one thing that has been really neat about being here. We have so many people of that generation, of that age, who really don't have any grandkids or great-grandkids that are really playing, but that's just been such a big part of their lives for so long. And you know, it's neat to see, you know, those people. We try to make sure, at least I do, I try to make sure when I have an opportunity, you know, a lot of them still come up to practice. Yeah. Buddy Ledford and Bill Gardner, those guys still come up to practice, and I try to make it a point when I can to break away from practice just a second to speak to them or throw my hand up to them or, you know, any of those things. You never know when the next opportunity may come or may not come. Yeah. But, you know, that was a great memory for me. You know, and I remember that was the first time that I heard the term up the river.
Yeah.
You know, came from those two guys. Yeah. So they said, "We're going to take you up the river."
Up the river.
And so I kind of got it, you know, that
knighthood.
Nod of approval, yeah. you know, yeah. nod of approval. So certainly going to be a big loss for our community, but, you know, brought so many memories. So many people have stories from that time, you know, when they were, you know, a part of the athletics, you know, side of it, from the doctor side of it, and, yeah. You know, being on the sidelines and things of that nature. But, you know, sad to hear about that, but certainly a big part of this community, no doubt.
Certainly is, for sure, and we'll continue to pass along our thoughts and prayers to the family there as well. Again, next week, 6:30 will be our airtime with the Black Bear Cafe preview, 7 o'clock. Our game call, 7:30 kickoff at Franklin next week as we get back into conference play. And, of course, we'll be right back here next Saturday at 8 with the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.